Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Welcome to Truth Ministry. I'm your host, Elder Michael E. Cannon, and thank God that we're able to be here another day, amen, to get in the Word of the Lord, which is none other than the James calls the perfect law of liberty. Like, we have to hide God's Word in our heart that we might not sin against Him. So, like the writer says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So it's definitely good to be able to go back through the word of the Lord and declare the word of the Lord. So we thank God for Blog Talk Radio, the vehicle that we're able to communicate the word of God. Thank God for you, all of our Blog Talk listeners, all of our Blog Talk friends, all of our Facebook friends. Thank God for you. So what a blessing it is to be able to have freedom to get into the Word, to give the sense of the Word, like the Scripture says. So they read in the book, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So thank God that that you have to give the sense of the word. So like we say, 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul wrote to Timothy and said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And thank God, you have to have truth, the word is rightly divided, is truth. And we know that the truth is in Jesus. Thank God for that. This, I want to make sure I don't forget, that is to give our guest call-in number on today. That is our guest call-in number. Should you desire to call in, I know some people just get the number and they're able to listen to the show by calling the number. But anyway, the number is 646-716-6566. That is 646-716-6566. Thank God for that. So we thank God that we're here in the land of the living, and we could just see God's word being fulfilled. And some kind of thing I kind of got a little bit of this so-called, they're trying to say that the end of the world on the 21st of May, whatever they mean by that, I didn't really hear the whole thing. I heard bits and pieces of folk talking about it, but I don't know if they're giving reference to the rapture of the church. If that be the case, then we know that they're wrong, because Jesus said himself, no man know the day nor the hour, no, not even the angels in heaven, when the Son of Man is going to come. So we know that is not true, and God didn't tell us to do that. Some things that I'm hearing that they're doing, he didn't tell us to go sell anything or get rid of anything, but when he comes, he's coming like a thief. It doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. You're ready to go back to be with the Lord. You've been born again, like we say, having the apostolic doctrine or teaching, which is the apostles whom the Lord chose, but being born again of water and of the Spirit, and that is the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the infilling of the Holy Ghost, like Joel said, that God's going to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. So when He pours His Spirit, the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost upon you, you will speak in another tongue or another language as the Spirit gives you what to utter. So that is the born-again experience. Those people who have been born again and are living right are going to be the ones that are going to be raptured away or caught away or change in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, what we call the catching away or the rapture of the church. So He said, occupy till I come. So we don't have to do as some would do. God is not mocked. The Bible said, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Said, look up for your redemption, draw it nigh. He didn't say just, that don't mean go stand out and look up in the sky. But your mind and your heart is wanting to do what God says do, wanting to be in the will of God, seeing God's word being fulfilled, looking for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just like He said, surely I come quickly. This is the last words He said in the book of the Revelation. And my reward is with me to give to every man according as his works shall be. So many things that are going on in the land, in the world, especially in the political world, how the stage is being set, what's going on over in the Middle East. And, you know, when they shall say peace and safety, the Bible says then sudden destruction. So all these things are going on, letting us know that the end is near. Like He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage till the day that Noah entered into the ark. And then he also, the days of Lot, they planted, they built, they sold. They didn't know what happened until God rained down fire and brimstone, that is, in the days of Lot, out of heaven, and destroyed them all. So we can see what's going on even today in the world, totally terrible. Who would believe years ago that they would be called themselves one of divine marriage? Like, come on, give me a break, as they say. Marriage is in between a man and a woman. Why would you have? Why you got to go back to define marriage? Years ago, if two men tried to get married or two women tried to get married to each other, they would have said it was illegal procedure. So what's the problem? Why would it be changed now? But we can see where, you know, people want to have their own way, to do what they want, to change the glory of God into a lie, you know, His word. Like we dealt with that in the first chapter of Romans. So God's going to let them do what they want. It's meat for them. I mean, how embarrassing. Two men on the cover of a magazine, and even the world should be ashamed of themselves, saying that they have a baby. I mean, surely they didn't do it, not both of them. Maybe it's one of them is the father. If even then. But we can see what's going on in the world. And so the word of God is true. And it matters not who don't like it. It's still true. And like the Bible said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So there are all kinds of things, ungodly things are happening. And so even like we can see things that are very unjust. For instance, our gas prices. There, I say, these are my words, this is my opinion, and I have free speech, and I say they're raping us at the gas pump with these gas prices. So they're going to pay. I mean, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and like the Bible said, the love of money is the root of all evil. In 1 Timothy 6:10, which while some have coveted after, have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So nothing new, just like the Lord himself said that no man can serve two masters. He will cleave to the one and hate the other. He'll despise the one and hate the other. And he went on to say, you cannot serve God and mammon, and mammon is money. So people are so greedy over money, they will do anything. They'll steal, they'll lie, they'll cheat, all in the name of money. So how sad it is, like Apostle Paul said when he wrote to Timothy in the 1 Timothy 6, and that chapter, he said, we didn't bring anything in this world, and certain we cannot take nothing out. He said, having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. And he goes on to say, godliness with contentment is great gain. So godliness is not contingent upon what you have and you don't have. So that's where our focus has to be, in the right place. Our priorities have to be in the right place. He says he's not omitting anything, but he says God has given us richly all things to enjoy. So you can get whatever you want. We always talk about a house, talk about a car, and folks, these lying preachers, to people. You got to sow a seed. Everybody that sowed, Jesus already made that plain. He said, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. So you're already blessed if you had to give. You can't buy a blessing. That is a lie out of hell. You want to get a car? You got a job? You got good credit? Even if you don't have good credit, you still can get a car. There may be some strings attached. So that is just a lie that folks have going, all of this so-called blessing plan and material things, because really, in reality, rich people don't have to work. They may be working, but they don't have to. So thank God for knowing what his word says. We know that the truth will make you free. So on today, and again, should you just be joining us, our call-in number is 646-716-6566. That is 646-716-6566. So thank God for the word. And we have liberty in Christ. And so many people, we don't have pharaohs. We may not have a king pharaoh and folks in bondage like they were down in the land of Egypt, like we did back in those days, in the days of Moses and the prophets, all of those things that went on back then. But now we're binding people. Some of these leaders, they act like that they are the connection to God. So people, no, you better know what God's word say. Like the scripture says, thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. So, I mean, a real preacher, a real pastor is going to magnify the Lord. He's going to promote the Lord. He's going to exalt the name of the Lord. He is the one that's important, because we could be gone at any time. See, God can replace me. I'm nothing, just like James said. What is your life? But a vapor. It appears for a little while and it vanishes away. So I want to do God's will and be in the will of God while I'm here, the space that I have in the earth. But folks have made themselves so important. I'm the man of God. I'm the bishop. I'm this, I'm that. I mean, it's good. Tell people about the Lord. Don't. And you got to rightly divide the word. There is no Elijahs or Isaiahs, the prophet, and Ezekiel and Daniel and all of those nowadays. We are in the New Testament church. Tell people what the Word of God says, what leaders ought to do. We know everyone is not doing that. They're so important. They got bodyguards all around them, and they're fleecing the people for money and saying, you got to sow into my life. I mean, where'd they read that from? Where'd they get that scripture? I never found that. Sow into my life. I mean, sure, you want to bless somebody? You want to, like the Bible says, every man purpose in his heart, so let him give. You know, not grudgingly, but you can give. God loveth a cheerful giver. But what God does require, and that is the tithe, which is the tenth, and a free will offering. That's all God requires. And it's too many times nowadays you go to services and they keep talking about everybody that sows into this offering will do this and be blessed. I mean, away with all that. I used to cringe at all of this, and I used to really wonder why. So you get in the Word and you find out they are putting a yoke on people. Like the Bible said, by us keeping his commandments, and we love him if we keep his commandments. And he goes on to say, and his commandments are not grievous. These folks are begging people, begging people out of their money. It's horrible. And keep talking about sowing and sowing and sowing. No, you can only do so much. So thank God for his word. You got to know what his words say. So you don't have to fear no man. And I'm not saying don't have respect for leadership. I'm not saying that at all. I am saying, they're not Jesus. And Jesus said, fear him that is able to kill both soul and body in hell. So fear God more than anybody else. So do what he says. So don't put yourself out there on a limb. Don't burden yourself. Don't give your rent money to the church. Don't do that. But do what God requires, and the truth will make you free. God will make a way. Thank God for that. So we have, I just want to make sure that I do keep giving out the number, our call-in number. That's 646-716-6566. 646-716-6566. Okay. Now, I believe we left off. We finished up the 2 Corinthians on last week. We know Corinthians, this church that the Apostle Paul started himself, unlike Rome, he had heard of their faith and how he wanted to come and impart unto them some spiritual gift. But this church was a dear to him because he started this Corinthian church. And so very talented, very gifted church. So many things he had to let them know, that they had envy and strife and things that they had. They are walking as men. You know, they were childish. They needed to grow up. They needed to mature in the Lord. So they're very gifted. So he had to set the church in order. So this is exactly what he did, even all the way through the first book of the Corinthians, all the way through the 15th chapter. After he talked about the gifts, and he talked about charity in the 13th chapter, in the 12th chapter he talked about gifts, 11th chapter he talked about head coverings and ordinance and things like that, that they thought they had, that they didn't have, and that 10th chapter he talked about Israel, talked about his apostleship, in the 9th chapter, just various things that he talked about. Then he summed it up, the 15th chapter of the first book of Corinthians, with the resurrection, letting people know that there is going to be a resurrection. And you want to be in the resurrection. How are we going to be changed? And all these things are going to happen. We shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Trumpets shall sound. The dead shall be raised incorruptible. We shall be changed. So what you got to keep in mind He say we. He's not talking about everybody. He's talking about believers who have been born again. So that's why it's so important to believe the word of the Lord. And so that's why I always say God left his word on record. He gave to those 12 men. We know Judas Iscariot fell, but he raised up the Apostle Paul, who was the apostle for the Gentiles, who was born out of due season. So these men had the word of the Lord, and everybody was saying the same thing. So we can see the end of the law and the Gospels, and then how in the Acts of the Apostles, the New Testament church was established, and how people were born again in the book of Acts. All these things, he's letting them know about the gospel, about parables, about things that they should do, how they should go back to Jerusalem, how they should believe the gospel, all in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But the fulfillment of all of this was in the Acts of the Apostles. So he had to give understanding about the resurrection in the 15th chapter when he ended up that book, 1 Corinthians. So then he goes on into 2 Corinthians, talking about the Holy Ghost, our comforter, and our salvation, and how he delivered us from so great a death, all things that he'd done, and let us all know where it all is, who anointed us as God. He sealed us with his Holy Spirit. He always caused us to triumph. In the third chapter of 2 Corinthians, we don't commend ourselves, but we're able ministers of the New Testament. He goes back, giving the analogy of Moses with the veil. And even those Jews, even today, who go to the Wailing Wall, they call it, and wail, said that veil is done away in Christ. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Talking about Israel. When they shall turn their heart to the Lord, the veil is taken away. It's already done away in Christ. So they just, as a nation, did not accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the Messiah. So, just like he said, you read Moses. If you would have known Moses, you should have known me before he wrote of me. So we can see how the Lord was written, was prophesied about in the book of Deuteronomy and the book of Genesis. The seed of the woman shall bruise his head, thou shalt bruise his heel. And so it's just vice versa, back and forth, and how the Lord proclaimed his own name. And, the Lord shall give you a sign, a virgin shall conceive, and shall bear a son, and a child shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And about his name being Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, in the 9th chapter of Isaiah. So it all points to Jesus. There should be no confusion that Jesus is the God in flesh, the incarnate. He is the Christos. He is the anointed flesh of God. And so it's important to know Jesus. And so that's what's important. And so, like Apostle Paul was saying, that he has made us able ministers of the New Testament. You know, the law, he said, not the letter, of the, which is the law, but of the Spirit, for the law or the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. So that is what is important. We should be pointing people to Jesus, not how we are so important. That is not how it goes. So we should be magnifying him. We should be pointing to him. We should fear him ourselves. So people would do that, and we know they haven't. All these so-called leaders, be it whatever kind you want to call, the damnable things that they're doing, the covering up that they're doing. Folks tell on them, and they're embarrassed. And we have seen things happen, and we haven't seen nothing yet. And like I say, some things can happen and going to happen one way or another. Either some folks are going to get exposed before the church comes, before the Lord comes back to take his church, or some folks are going to really be exposed, all right, when they miss the rapture. They're not doing what God said do. What are you still doing here? You're the man of God. You're the preacher. You're the child of God. You're the saint of God. Why aren't you gone? Backslider is going to really know what happened, be it if you are backslidden preacher, if you are backslidden saint or child of God, or if you are backslidden leader or bishop. Going to be sad. You missed the rapture. So God's not going to come down to our level, and I won't stop saying it. We got to come up to his. And he's no respecter of person. We got to fear him. We got to work righteousness to be acceptable with him. Can't cover up and think we're just going to go on anyhow. It doesn't work that way. So this is why Apostle Paul was really setting it all in order. A lot of different things that had happened. Even the man that had going with his, having sex with his father's wife, which was his stepmother. So they received him back here in the second book of Corinthians. So we go on now, and in the fifth chapter is what we want to get into today. All those things that I said are needful, because we are living in the last day. So you, when you realize who you are in Jesus, and you can get in there and know what his words say, then you, because there's folks that try to put their foot on you, you know. And so we don't have to have nobody else's spirit, as folks say, that they come up with some of the craziest stuff. But we got to have the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, not somebody else's spirit. These folks are magnifying themselves and saying their blessing is tied into them. No, that's not the way it goes. Our blessing is tied into Jesus. Our inheritance is in Jesus, not in some other man. So we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So he's talking about these bodies, this earthly house of this tabernacle that we have, if it were dissolved. So we know, just like we say, body's going to go back to the dust. Whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. So we are body, we are soul, we are spirit. The Lord is coming to redeem our soul. That's why he said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So that ETH, that means he continue to sin. Now, God has made provision. If someone falls, they can be restored. That's the problem. Some folks have so much pride, especially if they're the leader, just like David the king, he got exposed. The man of God, Nathan the prophet, came to him and let him know, thus saith the Lord, what had happened. He tried to hide it. So it is even today. Folks want to be honored, but the Bible said that the elders that sin rebuke before all that others may fear. And talking about elders there in that book of Timothy, them that sin rebuke before all that others may fear. These folks want to be honored. So you want to be honored as a leader, and if you mess up as a leader, you get that too. So we got to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, according to the writer, Apostle Paul, who also wrote to the church at Ephesus. He said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. So this tabernacle, people get sick and die of diseases. Various things happen. We are not going to stay in these bodies. Sure, that's the desire of every child of God that know about the Lord, especially as close as we are to be live until the church is raptured away or the church is changed. Like Scripture says, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He goes on to say, wherefore comfort one another with these words. So we have so many signs in the world today to let us know that the coming of the Lord is near. And even in the days of Enoch, who was the seventh from Adam, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. But before his translation, he had this testimony, the writer says, that he pleased God. So he goes on to say, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So just like the days of Enoch when he was translated, so it is. Enoch is a type of the church. He is the seventh from Adam. He was translated, and he was not found because God took him. So it is the same way it's going to be. All of us are going to come up missing one day. So the dead in the grave is going to hear the voice of the Son of God and shall come forth and live. That is, those that have done good to life eternal, those that have done evil to damnation. So God's word is true. And so that's, we think, it's the Bible lets us know about men's hearts failing for fear and looking at things that are coming on the earth. So there are some fearful things that are going on, especially in the South, the earthquakes that happened in Haiti, I think over a year ago, and then the aftershocks from those, and then in Japan, the earthquakes. So there's some very fearful things that are going on. The storms that have been going on, tornadoes are literally tore up towns a mile and however many miles wide, more than a mile wide. I mean, just paths of destruction. So it behooves us to believe God, take him at his word. All things are not going to continue are like they are now. So many things are going on. So much is going on in the land. So much greed is going on. And people are just can't even hardly eat, just scraping to make it. And so this mortgage crisis is just horrible. They're supposed to be helping people, and too many times they're not helping people as they really ought to. And so much greed is going on, and they don't want to pay people a livable wage. They're taking jobs offshore, and they're taking jobs overseas. And people, all these people that are going to college, are not going to get a job in their field. And that's disheartening. That's discouraging. That's disgusting, really. Spend all that money, end up with student loans, may not get a job in your field. And too many times is because of greed. So they try to act like certain folks will do jobs that they say Americans won't do or this group of people won't do. No, we're not going to work for $2 or $3 an hour. But folks want to work for a livable wage is what they want to work for. So we know there's because of greed and bribes and lying and all those things even that went on in the Old Testament are going on nowadays. And that's why the world is in such bad shape. We want to take over other people's country, take their resources, charge my folks out of the nose for these resources. Oh, yeah, that's enough oil in the ground for us to live. Gas and all of that. God done that. God gave us what we need. not for folks to take charge of it and to rape us with the prices, to take us to the cleaners with them, to just really take advantage of folk. And this is what people are doing. And that's why it's so much evil going on in the world. It's so much crime and all that's going on because of greed. And so all these different lotteries, all the things that are going on, people banking on it and hoping they're going to hit the number and hit the lottery and all that. It's just somebody's raking in money and lining their pockets. So they think some of these rich people there, and then that's not the reason why that the rich man in the 16th chapter of Luke in hell lifted up his eyes because he was rich. But that's not why. Abraham was rich in gold and silver and cattle. But the attitude of some of these folks, they are liars. They think they're better than others. We have people nowadays that have money, that are rich. You take the Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates. They're doing so much for others. I would say they have a heart of doing the right thing. Even the guy that created Facebook, he's given away much money. I think he gave away $100 million to some school, college. I don't remember the name of it. So not being rich is where the fault is, but it's the attitude of some people is going to have them messed up forever. So anyway, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So it's talking about our body. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. So that's why what we were talking about, Apostle Paul was bringing out in the first book of Corinthians about the new house, about the new body. Even in the book of Philippians, when he says he's going to change our vile body like unto his glorious body, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. So we're going to be changed. We're going to have a body like unto his glorious body. So this is what this is all about. So, and he talks about the resurrection of the dead. He talks about one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another of the stars, and the resurrection of the dead. Excuse me. And it is sown in dishonor. It's sown in corruption, it's raised in incorruption. It's sown in dishonor, it's raised in glory. It's sown in weakness, raised in power. Here it is right here. It's sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, was made of the living soul. And the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. That's talking about Jesus Christ. How be it that was not first which was spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. First man is of the earth earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. That's talking about Jesus Christ. So here is the gist of what he is saying here. As is the earth earthly, so such are they also that are earthly. And as the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. So he says, so this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit corruption inherit incorruption. So we're corruptible, we're going to be incorruptible. So I show you a mystery, we should not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. So he's talking about sleep, he's talking about a sleep and death. Everybody is not going to die. And he thought the coming of the Lord was nigh, even during his time. But he says, we shall all be changed. So this, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, That's before you can bat your eyes so fast. At the last trump, remember, in 2 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, it says, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, all simultaneously. Excuse me. So this is what he's talking about. At the last trump, the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised, incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal shall put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Sting of death is sin. Strength of sin is the law. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So he's talking about this change that we're talking about right here. So that is our house from heaven is going to be our new body. So this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. That's our new body. That's his, like under his glorious body, what we were talking about in the book of Philippians, the 3rd chapter. So be that, being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. So he's saying the same thing again. Not that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. So that's what you're looking for. The inheritance, that we shall be changed. Changed from a mortal to immortality in a twinkling of an eye. So that song was made right out of the first book of Corinthians, the 15th chapter. So we're going to be changed. Nothing remains the same, just like they say. So we can see time change. Even in the seasons, lets us know. You think, as cold as it gets, we can't stand it. We human beings, we can't hibernate. We can't stay outside in the elements and spring forth in the spring. But look at God, what he does with the animals, the vegetation. All the birds, the fowl, reptiles, all these different ones, they hibernate in the winter. And here they are, come forth, the birds singing, the flowers blooming, the whatever those ones that bud come back every year. The leaves fall off the trees, the apples, the fruit. Is a certain season that the fruit comes forth in the fall, and now in the spring things come alive. So we can see things change. So it is with the word of God, and so it's going to be with us, just like he said that it would. We don't understand how it all happens and how it all comes to be, but it does work, just like what he said. He said that it would. So we can see the seasons. So it also is going to be with us. So now he that hath brought us for the self same thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit, the earnest of the Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, or the down payment, or eternal life. When you receive the Holy Ghost, that's your down payment. Just like you buy a house. Used to be years ago, you'd put down earnest money when you only had to put 20%, and that might have been $500 back then. Nowadays, it's a lot more, earnest money, because things cost more. But the earnest money, you put down the earnest money on real estate, on a house, on property, letting those people know that you mean business. So it is with God. We have been given the earnest of our inheritance. So That's what he has given us, the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. He goes on to say, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So we are, that is ultimately what we are trying to do. Our goal is to inherit eternal life, or the change. When you're changed, when you're raptured away, that's what you have been working for, or you've been serving God for. We're saved not by works, but we do have works because we are saved. So we are working. As the song says, get your time in, payday is coming after a while. So we do have works because we are saved, and we're trying to help somebody else to make the rapture. And along with that, we make it ourselves. So that's why Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter and the 27th verse, I believe it is, he said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means I preach to others and I myself should be a castaway. So that's going to be the problem with some people. They're going to fool themselves because they got that pride. They think they, there's no secret closet confession, especially if you're a leader. You got to get that thing right. God is a God of order. We got to do, and that's what he said, let all things be done decently and in order. Ain't, you don't find things indecency and in order. No, that's not even proper speech. But he said, let all things be done decently and in order. So you find things in order. Let it be done decently and in order. You don't find it in decency. You find it in order. That shows you right there. So all things are not in divine order. As some would say, you think things are in divine order in the earth? No, they're not. And things are not in divine order if we don't do what God says do. That's why he said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The operative word is if we confess our sins. So if you have fallen in error, you have to confess. So that's the order. You confess. He's faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. So we have to. We can't just hide things. We have to do things in order. So he says, while we are at our home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. So he's talking about our ultimately our inheritance. But when we're born again, he made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So whether we are absent, whether we are asleep, or we live unto the Lord. As the writer of Romans says, and also in the book of Corinthians. So we are the Lord's. We are in his presence. If we are a child of God, whether we're asleep or whether we are alive. So that's the key thing. We want to stay in the will of God. Do the will of God. Walk in his word. So, excuse me. So he says, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So ultimately, that's the ultimate sacrifice or the ultimate goal of a child of God is to inherit eternal life. So in other words, when you're changed, when you're in his presence, when you have been raptured, when you have received your body from heaven or your house from heaven, as we are saying here, then you don't have to fight no more. You don't have to worry about making it no more. And that's why he said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. 1 John, the 3rd chapter. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So when he appears, we're going to be like him. That means that we have inherited eternal life. So we have been changed, put on this mortal, have put on immortality, so that saying is going to be brought to pass, that death is swallowed up in victory. So the dead in the grave, they're going to rise first. The dead in Christ, they're going to be changed. We are going to be changed. So we don't have to worry about making it anymore. So we will have, like Apostle Paul said, I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I kept the faith. So that's what we want to do. We're not struggling. As some people say, they're dealing with some things and you're in sin. No, you're not dealing with nothing. You're in sin. You're either clean or you're not. So you're fighting. Like the song says, yield not to temptation. So we have dealt with that. We got there, they have no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. But we'll also, with the temptation, make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. So we know about temptation. So every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust has finished, it brings forth sin. Sin is finished, it brings forth death. So what we have to do as a child of God, not to yield to temptation. So you're going to be tempted. That's the way it is. But you want to walk with God. You don't yield to temptation. So he goes on to say, whether we labor, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. That's what you want to do. You want to please him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every man may receive the things done in his body. Everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. So you want to do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Anybody in their right mind, you want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make you rule over many. So there are going to be rewards given. I believe we're going to receive rewards. Some things that we've done, we don't even remember. Oh, I forgot all about that I've done that. So this is what child of God is going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Not only that, we're being judged right now as a child of God, being in the body of Christ. We are judged as children of God. So what a blessing that is to be able to be a child of God. It's a privilege to be able to be a child of God. So that is a great blessing to be a child of God. So that's what we want to do as people of God, be in the will of God. And so that is the great blessing, to be in his will. And everyone should want to be in the will of God as a child of God. So he says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. So we know who God is and what he's going to do. He's going to pour out his wrath upon the inhabitants of the earth. So that's why justice and judgment is going to be executed. These men that have transgressed against God, folks that have done all the set on the poor, robbed the poor, the raping and stealing and all these things that have been done, they're going to pay. So the church has got to be moved out of the way for God to pour out his judgment upon the inhabitants of the earth. So God's word is true. We know there are those, they don't believe it. So We're talking about terrorists and all the things that are going on. You don't want to be here after the rapture of the church. So he says, there now, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. You imagine the animals in the zoo? Out. Wild beasts? Out. The Holy Ghost is gone. Because the church is gone. So, this is before the 1,000 years of peace. This hasn't happened yet, but we're talking about the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Then the great tribulation after that, before the devil is getting cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. These things are going to happen before that time comes. Nobody in their right mind want to be here in the earth. So, you know the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. So we want you to have what we have. We want you to be saved. We want you to get out of here with the church, to be out of here in the first resurrection, to get out of this earth. So, he goes on to say, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciousness. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. Whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. That's what's important. We want to live for Jesus. We don't want to promote ourselves, but we want to promote the one who died for us. And that's why I'm so adamant on the fact that people promote themselves, and especially leaders, and they have exalted themselves, the ones that do, and they have made themselves so important. And that's not the way that it's supposed to be, but it should be our emphasis on the one who died for us. And so that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Talking about Jesus. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. So some of the apostles, the last apostle that deceived the Lord Jesus Christ was the apostle Paul. So it doesn't matter. Folks get caught up in where he lived, and the region that he was, what kind of skin that he had, what kind of eyes, color his eyes were, and all that. That's not important. But therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new. So we want to end right there. So we thank God for his word. And for you, our listening audience, on this date, about, we have a minute left, so thank God for the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Thank you for listening to Truth Ministry. I hope this word has been a blessing. You can email us at truthministry5525@att.net. That is truthministry5525@att.net. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto Gentiles, believe on in the world, receive up into glory. God bless.